In 1947, Great Britain controlled Palestine and the Jews wanted independence while the Arabs were bitterly opposed. Frustrated by the endless hostilities, England decided to submit their Palestine problem to the United Nations. The United Nations decided to send a commission of 11 nations to Palestine to tour the country and make recommendations. Nations such as Yugoslavia, India, Guatemala, and Australia, which were distant from the conflict and had no vested interest in its outcome, were selected for the commission, known as United Nations Special Commission on Palestine, or UNSCAP. The members traveled throughout Palestine in the summer of 1947, speaking to Jews and Arabs. A majority of UNSCAP members recommended partition. On November 29, 1947, the crucial vote came to the General Assembly, where each member nation, no matter how small, had one vote. The outcome was in doubt until the representative of the Soviet Union astounded the world by calling for the establishment of a Jewish state in part of Palestine. This vote assured the passage of the partition resolution, for the Soviet Union controlled the votes of its satellite nations. In the end, 33 nations voted in favor, 13 against, including all the Arab and Muslim nations, and 10 abstained, including Great Britain. Despite being allotted only 3 barely contiguous snippets of land for the Jewish state and the frightful prospect of a brutal war with the Arabs, a great joy erupted in the Jewish world, where even many non-Zionist Jews realized an extraordinary moment in Jewish history had come to pass. What else but divine providence could have brought the United States and the Soviet Union, two bitter ideological enemies, which had voted on the same side only twice in 50 years, to support the founding of the first Jewish state in so many years? Although the Jews accepted the minuscule parcels allotted to them with great reluctance, the Arabs refused to recognize the UN resolution, stating that the Jews could not control any land in Palestine. Arab-instigated violence broke out immediately, with attacks on the Jewish quarters of Jerusalem, Haifa, and Jaffa, and on Jewish settlements around the country. Throughout the Arab world, riots erupted against Jewish communities that had existed for hundreds, even thousands of years, eventually leading to the flight of hundreds of thousands of Jews from Arab lands and the destruction of great ancient communities.